Hello guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And guys, this is special because this is the first pod of day one.
On site.
On site.
Unbelievable.
At Wembley SW19 Things. How do you feel, Eugene?
Lucy, man, it's been a crazy day. I'm very overwhelmed.
I'm
not going to lie to you.
For real.
I'm still kind of like, just kind of coming off the high of basically being here, but
facts.
It's been incredible. How have you found it?
Same, man.
Yeah.
But it's weird in a way of like, it feels overwhelming like that. I kind of feel like I belong here.
And honestly, and I'm not just saying this to like, for the sake of the pod, but kind of watching you work, like, guys, basically Lucy's been the boss. Like, honestly, like, walking around with the iPad, accreditation just swinging, like, trust me, she looks official. Like, and she, it gives me confidence as well, because it's like, I think I said it to you at lunch, like, to be able to do this with someone else, like, it's massive.
For
so
real.
I'm so grateful to have her here, like, doing this with me, because it's been very special, man.
I'm happy for us, man. We did this. It's been, besides that, it's been match wise it's been one hell of a day.
It's been one day.
One day. So should we crack on?
Let's crack on.
All right, cool. So actually, before we go any further, in case you didn't listen to our last pod during Wimbledon, we will only be doing audio. That's what we have access to in terms of audio. And number two, it's going to save me a lot of time to give you content, because if we include video, y'all ain't going to get this pad. So, so we're going to keep it on a daily basis. We're going to be giving you guys updates on our players. And so first match of the day, we had Miss Alicia Parks versus Anna-Lena
Friedsam.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm leaving the name thing to you.
Good luck.
So that was the first match that we watched. So this was actually Alicia's first Wimbledon match.
Yeah, debut.
And which was pretty good. Like, she literally started off very strong. It was kind of rocky after the first two games. Like, the first set, it was kind of rocky a little bit.
Did they exchange early breaks?
She took the, I think she broke, like, literally, like, she broke first.
Okay.
Yeah, she broke first, and then I think Friedsam, like, broke way later.
Okay.
But in either way, the entire match, I don't think Friedsam broke that first set. I think she only broke that second set. But anyway, the entire match, she had four breaking points, yet Friedsam only broke her once that entire match. And I think Friedsam was actually kind of she was rattled.
Rattled
by her, and towards like the end of the match, you can tell like, she gave up basically. Like, I could literally hear her team saying to her like, "Oh, be more aggressive." Like, obviously they were speaking in their language, but you could figure out what they were saying. Yeah, but by her behavior, you could tell that she was like, "Fuck this." So shout out to Alicia. I think she got a lot of new fans, because a lot of people were like taken back by like her strong serve,
man.
Her strength. Oh, mate! Like, we've always seen it on TV, but seeing it in 4K.
Yeah.
Different.
And at the net as well, like, just so comfortable and accomplished at the net. And that, again, that plays into the fact that she plays a lot of doubles.
Exactly.
So, like, she was very just comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, putting away the volleys. And I think, that kind of was the difference between the two players. I thought Friedsam, I mean, she's solid. I think she's around 87 in the world or something. Parks is like in the 50s.
Mm.
So like, by ranking, Parks, should have won that.
But
she was by far the better player. And I was pretty confident she would get that done in straight
sets. 100%. Definitely. So she has Anna Bogdan next.
Okay.
Who actually has a couple grass matches under her belt.
And Bogdan beat Samsonova.
Yes.
Wow. Because Samsonova was a seed.
Which is crazy. But again, it just shows, because she played Birmingham, Eastbourne, and she went quite a bit far, to be honest.
As in Bogdan? Okay.
I think Birmingham to like the third round, Eastbourne and like the fourth round or something like that. So she's a bit, but I think that's going to be a great match for Alicia. But really looking forward to that. It's a winnable match
mm-hmm. for Alicia, definitely.
100%, yeah. So, again, shout out to Alicia. That was actually our first time seeing her.
It was, in person, in the flesh.
So, shout out to her. The next match, which actually took pretty long. It was a four sets. Also to keep in mind that it was actually rain delay today.
True.
So that kind of, you know, pushed some stuff.
How long was that? Was it like an hour?
I would say an hour and a half.
An hour and a bit, yeah.
An hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half. But it's crazy how an hour and a half makes such a difference. So next match was Michael Mo, who was Lucky Loser, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, versus Felix Auger-Aliassime. So
the 11th seed.
Yeah, you watched. Well, we both watched it, but I think I left to go to No, I went to watch another match.
Was that Locoli?
I think it was Locoli. Yeah. But yeah. How did you find that match?
Oh yeah, I mean the level from Michael Mo was incredible. Considering, obviously, he got in as a lucky loser, like we said. So, he did have matches kind of under his belt on the grass.
Yep.
But, to get Felix Auger-Aliassime first round, like, that's a tough draw. But in terms of, like, the difference in kind of level of play, Mo looked the stronger player. Felix did have his knee. I can't remember which one it was, left or right. But, yeah, he had his knee taped up. And you can see that was kind of, I wouldn't say it infringed him, but whenever a player has something like taped up that's that visible, like, you're always going to think, oh, like, clearly they're not 100%. But taking nothing away from Mo, Mo was playing at a very high level. Felix, to be fair as well, considering he's not had that many matches on grass, he looked, you know, he was doing his thing. He was solid.
But Mo
was just, I guess, the kind of better player in terms of getting the, you know, the key points kind of won within the set. So it was really strange. Obviously, I was tweeting like about it as well. They exchanged tiebreaks, so the tiebreak scores were exactly the same, but in reverse for each player. So I think Mo took the first set 7-6. But the score in the tiebreak was 7-4 to Mo. And then Felix took the second set tiebreak by the same scoreline. And then Mo, I'm going to say he took the third by the same scoreline again in the tiebreak.
I think I saw Miles tweeting about the match. Shout out to Miles, tuning into tennis. He was basically saying, like, yo, this match is so tight. Yeah, like, literally,
it was ridiculously,
like,
tight. Exactly.
It was so tight. Yeah. And I think those who did not watch the match couldn't understand why it was so long. So everybody was like, why is this Mo and Felix match still going on?
I can't remember when the rain delay was, like, at what point. That's my bad.
It was after the first set.
Was it the first set? Okay, yeah. I think it was in the second set. It was
early on in the second set. Yeah.
Which, again, is never, like, good for any player because that's like disrupting rhythm.
Yeah, because Felix came straight to the umpire like, "Yo, we need to stop playing," because one point it was like you could feel it. Yeah.
And obviously, of course, like, he's not going to want to take any chances.
Of course,
like you said, his knee is, like, well, taped up.
Yeah,
you could understand that. But
and speaking of the knee taping thing, you actually did ask him about that in the press. Here's, like, a snippet from the press conference with Felix's answer.
Felix, your knee was taped up. What was the issue with the knee?
Yeah, problem with my tendon there, and it's been ongoing for a few months. So, you know, we're working hard every day to try to resolve the situation. And, you know, and we'll keep going. We knew it was going to be challenging to come here. I didn't play many matches. I wasn't, you know, really able to test myself physically and play more than two practice sets in a row. So I think just today it showed that, you know, I wasn't really ready. But we knew what we were coming into, and now it's just the recovery continues.
And was that why you pulled out Pallet then?
Yes, the knee, yeah.
Yeah, so that was Felix. But yeah, like you were... Oh, and speaking of slippery, grass. Shout out to Novak, you know, trying to dry up the the center court grass. I'm not gonna lie, you guys know, you know, it's very rare for me to shout him out, but that was very hilarious. Seeing Wimbledon using one of them leave stuff to be drying the grass,
like a Hoover,
it was actually kind of funny. So yeah, I think that's, I mean, we all know Wimbledon first couple rounds, the grass is a little bit more like slippy and stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of back to feeders, but yeah, although, you know, Mo definitely did his thing, especially with his first serves. Felix actually did hit more winners than him. Okay. Slightly, yeah, but
there you go again, tennis insights.
Listen, accreditation things, innit? You get me? I don't want people to be listening to this pod thinking, how did you get here? I got here. Anyways, yeah, but shout out to Felix. Obviously, he's not been feeling well. He's been injured, yeah. Ill, because he had a shoulder injury initially, and now it's the knee.
Yeah.
So I, for me personally, I actually, like I told Eugene, that I had Mo winning this match.
You did.
But that was mainly because, one, Felix haven't had enough matches under his bag. I did speak to some, I forgot to tell you this, but I did speak to some journalists who was at the, what was that tournament that was,
or
the exhibition,
Hurlingham.
Yeah, yeah, so I heard some of their feedback, and they were, the way they were signing was like, yeah, now Felix needs some, like, couple matches. So to be fair, I was kind of impressed that he even won a set, yeah, with the way they were making it seem like, yeah, he played. But then again, it's an exhibition, so exactly, you know.
And he did mention that as well in press, just saying, yeah, he had a, I think he actually said he struggled to get through, like, well, practice sets,
right?
So he knew it was an issue, but he was like, the goal was always to come and play,
to come, yeah, the grand slam. Yeah, so, yeah, but yeah, so shout out to Mo either way.
It's big for Mo, man.
He has Maximilian
Matarara, so yes, German. I'm not saying that surname right as well, apologies. But again, that's a qualifier, so that again is a winnable match, yeah, for Mo. In the
entertaining
round.
Match, definitely. And that,
this is his first time as well, reaching the second round at Wimbledon, so big look for Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, very happy for him. But mm-hmm, I did call this match the Battle of the High Top. You fades.
Did. You did.
I mean, yeah.
The Battle of the High Tops.
Or the High Top fades, but yeah.
That was a good one.
Mo's high top is very strong.
It is. It's a strong At least Felix lowered it a bit, you know. I feel like as the older he gets, the lower it gets.
Yeah.
All right, so next match, which to be honest, probably one of my favorite matches of the day, if not probably, Laurent Lokoli versus Casper Ruud.
Fourth seed.
My guy that was living life. Listen, I actually respect it, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's not every day go and play tournaments. Sometimes go play golf and go to the weekend concert and live your best life. Although Laurent Lokoli did not win, it was an extremely very entertaining match. A lot of other people as well agreed. The first set was very rocky. He literally nearly got bageled.
nearly.
I think it was like five love. Yeah, yeah, five love. And then that last game leading to the second set, it was like he was on different smoke. The serves were on point. He was hitting fewer errors. That set, he was the only one who broke. And another thing about that is that the crowd were loving it. Yeah. I think there was a lot of French in the crowd. And, you know, he was hyping it up as well. Like, he was putting himself like, yeah, cheer for me, you know. The Congolese side of him definitely popped out. It popped out. If you know, and if anyone chat comes for me, yes, I am Congolese, so I can say what I want. RDC, in fact. So the Congolese side came up. But yeah, that was honestly
Shout
it was
out to
great.
Kofi and them, man.
You're so silly. But good one. After that, the Ruud picked up. He just started playing way better than the other sets. But either way,
you did say something interesting about Ruud, about how he plays. Like,
yo,
he's playing on clay.
You can really see that this guy is a clay specialist, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know, the way he was moving, the way he was hitting. Like, I'm looking at him like, bro, this is grass. Like, play grass. Yeah. But it looks like he it helped him out, you know.
He's ready.
Because, you know, he's out here going to the next round. But either way, big congrats to Lokoli.
Coming through qualifying,
and this is his first Wimbledon.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing as well, yeah, right? Yeah. So yeah, pretty good. I'm looking forward to him for the rest of the season as well. But yeah. Guys, there's a deep. Don't worry, your audio did not go off. There's nothing wrong with the pod. It's just that the next match we're going to talk about, it was a tough one, but it definitely hit Eugene a lot more. We're talking about Coco Gauff, Sophia Kenin, All-American, first round. Yeah. I've wrote here unexpected loss, because it was unexpected.
Very, very unexpected.
How do you feel, first of all?
I'm devastated for Coco.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, as you guys will be know if you did listen to our preview pod, she was my pick to win, because I genuinely felt like this was her time.
Yeah.
Considering, yeah, she did pretty well in Eastbourne, and yeah, I just feel her game. Of course, she's still developing and like growing in like certain areas of her game.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
she's only 19, but yeah, she's a quality tennis player.
Yeah.
And yeah, today it just wasn't. To be fair, Kenin came out playing very well.
I don't know what smoke she was.
But again,
bro.
We've said before, like when players come through qualifying, like they've got the matches, the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a massive surprise. Like her level was where it was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also she's a Grand Slam winner for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, yeah, she's been away, like. You know, for a while, hence why her ranking is where it is. So this was a surprise, and yeah, I really feel for Coco because again, yeah, like you can see she was devastated in press, obviously.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
And like, yeah,
I just wanted to hug her.
Exactly, like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a weird kind of. I say weird. Obviously, we're fans before we're like media. But like, yeah, like you really do see like the human side of a tennis player, like when like they're doing their post-match press after a loss. And yeah, considering how young Coco is as well, like it was tough. But
it was.
Yeah, shouts out to Kenin. Like Kenin played a blinder.
I looked at I was looking at her scores for like qualifying and stuff, and even then she was playing crazy. Like she even bageled one player along the way.
Did she drop a set? Probably didn't drop a set.
No, she didn't drop a set. Straight sets, bageled one. And I think that just gave her like a different type of smoke.
Yeah.
But to be fair, Coco, she felt like, you know, her errors are like what hurt her the most. Like she doesn't, like she feels like Kenin just took advantage of that.
Yeah.
And she actually shared more details about that from the press, so here's like a little snippet.
I mean, a lot of the points she won, I believe, I mean, I didn't look at the stats or anything, were a lot off of unforced errors that I made. So I mean, I think I didn't really put too much pressure on her that I felt like she felt like she could make a ball in a court, didn't have to be as good, and I wouldn't do much with it, and that's what happened. And then if I play too passive, she has a game where she can hit aggressive shots, especially off the backhand side. So I think I don't know. I have to watch the match. I mean, those are my immediate thoughts that I felt on the court.
Shout out to Coco. Either way, she is actually still here at SW19. She is playing doubles.
Second seed
with Jessica Pegula.
Yep.
They did reach like what, the quarterfinals or semifinals at Eastbourne?
Semis,
and then they pulled out. Yeah, so it's not like a thing where they lost, they just pulled out. So yeah, I think they got this. They play really well together.
I think she's gonna be more motivated now.
Yeah. You asked her that, but she was like,
She wasn't trying to hear that.
Like,
sugar please. But anyway. but anyway.
Oh gosh. But yeah.
No, Coco be fine, man. And yeah. Obviously we'll see her next year at Wimbledon again.
Yes, for sure.
In the singles, that is, obviously she's still playing doubles. So
yes, yeah. In the singles, yeah. Next match, which some people cooking me about my comment on the last pod, which was a joke, but anyways, Venus versus Svitolina. Obviously, that was the match that people were looking forward to the most.
Second on center.
I said it. That match had to be on center. Yeah. There was no discussion about it. So Queen Venus, she started off moving so comfortably and like moving really well. She even broke first. I think Svitolina was the one that was like, she's the one who served.
Okay.
And then Venus just broke, but unfortunately after the first two games she literally, I think she was basically trying to like run towards the net, and she kind of like slipped. Oh. And mate, the way she shouted was extremely worrying. It felt like it was basically, if you watched the Birmingham match against Georgie, it was basically the same thing. Okay. But it looked 10 times more painful.
Damn.
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of surprised that she decided to still play. I thought she was going to pull out, but she did.
I did text you and say, "Oh, do you think she's gonna like, yeah?"
I was like, "Nah, man, Venus was always gonna keep on going." But to be fair, she did. Someone did ask her that at the press, and she was like they asked her, "Like, did you think of having to stop and like, you know, no longer playing?" And she was like, "I literally just kept on thinking about winning. To be honest, like that just shows to you that she is built different."
100%.
So although she got back, she wasn't moving anywhere like near the same. But I think what was so impressive is that she was like, she did not give up. Like, although she was not moving that much, she kept on hitting some winners and it hit some big serves. She, unfortunately, because she wasn't that comfortable, she was hitting a lot more errors.
Yeah.
But mate, it was just, it's just, you're just looking at her, sometimes just shaking my head like, bro, what are you doing here, man? Like, this is actually crazy. To a point where, to be honest, like, Elena, I kind of feel like she'd even take the opportunities of it. That just shows to you like how much, when she was doing well, like she couldn't even pick up out of it. She could have honestly finished that match way earlier. If she was on job, but she wasn't. I mean, she obviously
was in Svitolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the end of the day,
that scoreline 6-4, 6-3, that's a respectable like score. That's not a thrashing.
Yeah, it was like, thrashing. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think like the second set, like Venus kind of like, I think she saved couple. No, I can't remember. I think she had like, I think she broke her right before she was about to serve for the match or something like that, or like the last game. So something
I
like that.
It was like 5-1, 5-2, yeah.
Yes, and then, yeah, and then Venus just, you know, built back up. But again, it just shows to you how much like she is just a legend, man, and just built different. And like when you watch, this is what I really hope people take time to watch, like the vlogs that she posts on YouTube. You get to know her a little bit more, and it just shows to you, because I see a lot of people always asking her on the press conferences, like, what motivates you? What do you want? Why are you? What keeps you going? Because no one's really understanding, like, bro, like, you know,
you don't need to be here.
Yeah. For example, with Serena, it made sense because we knew she had that target. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
And
family and all that. But like with Venus, you're just like, because she's also very private, you're just like, bro, why are you still going? And she just loves the game. Like, honestly, she just loves it. She's a hustler. She enjoys it, and that's just what it is. So shout out to the legendary Venus Williams. The crowd was going off for her, of course. It's always a privilege. This is actually my first time seeing her, watching her live as well. Really? Yeah, okay. So that was actually a very nice moment.
Nice.
During her press, you could see that she was a bit emotional as well.
I could see some laughs, like she was,
there
was,
she tried at the very, very beginning though, the way she came off, I was a bit moody. I was like, bro, I'm not gonna ask any questions. I'm not asking anything. But then little by little she opened up a bit. I don't know if it's because her sister was, because her sister was in the press room as well. I don't know if it was just that, but I didn't also even ask her a question anyway. So I know there's been a lot of tweets about, you know, who her coach is and stuff. Some people have clocked who is which name is Hugo Armando, I believe. Okay. So I've asked her about that and like what made, because on the vlog she basically kept on saying that she was doing a lot of different stuff, and so I asked her like, okay, what was that about and what made her go with him, especially that he's just an ex-ATP player. I don't think he's coached someone before.
Okay.
So yeah, so here is here was her answer during the press.
On your Birmingham vlog, you stated a lot of the things that you did different to help you prep. And one of the things that we know is that you now work with a new coach, Hugo. How did you guys meet and how has he like helped you prep and so on?
Yeah, I love learning new things from working with you know, different coaches and different people on the court. So the exciting part in this game is you never stop learning. I've always continued to learn on the court and make changes to my game. And it's a great opportunity for me to do that.
So yeah, so shout out to Queen V. She did say that she has no idea what's happening with her knee. So she is going to check on that tomorrow. So hopefully it is nothing crazy and that she can get healthy quick and well, and she can come back and play whenever she is ready, not when you guys are ready. Let her live a life.
That facts. And I hope people see her though for the US summer.
A lot of people from the press did ask her. She literally kept saying she does not know like what her plans are. Like she does not even know what the knee issue is about. It seems like it's another injury, which is why I think she was more emotionally scattered. Yeah, I hope it's all good with her and hopefully we get an update soon as well. And I was going to say last match, but really and truly, the last match was meant to be Sloan versus Peterson, but postponed, yeah, but it's been postponed due to like the rain delays and everything. So the last match was Mikhail Imar versus Alex Molcan, yeah, which is the only match we did not catch because there were so many matches on at the same time. I was literally watching Coco's match on my iPad as I was watching the Venus match. So it was impossible to watch it. But big shout out to him because I was looking at the stats and all of the matches today, definitely the best.
It's a routine win.
Literally. So he hit 39 winners, whereas Alex hit like 16. 81% first serve point, 95% net point one. So big shout out to Imma on that. Obviously, he's got a little bit more experience on at Wimbledon. We didn't even meet him. We met his brother last year, sorry. Yeah, but yeah, so shout out to him. Interesting though, he could get Fritz next if he wins his next match. I think his match got delayed. Oh, speaking of Fritz, I actually walked past his girlfriend.
How was that?
Yeah, it was interesting. She was walking like a model. I was like, okay, girl, you go. You know, she's very into like fashion, beauty and them things.
So you didn't like have a word or
what? Am I gonna have a word for it with her?
I don't know, like compliment fashion.
Compliment what? Please, this is Black Spin Global. I'm here for the niggas. So shout out to Imar. Looking forward to his next match.
He could play Fritz or Hampman. Fritz is the ninth seed, but that match is
It's
been held up because of the wilds.
Yeah, it was meant to be today.
No, it's going on. So they're into a fifth set.
It's going on right now?
It's not going on now.
Oh. They're suspended. Yeah, I was about to say, wait, huh?
Suspended at 3-2.
Yeah. It's cool.
On serve in the fifth.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tomorrow, check the weather.
I'm going barber. Shout out to my barber.
Eugene said, drip come first, Wimbledon comes last. Drip first.
Tuesday,
it's looking a bit mad still, especially the entire like afternoon. It looks like it's going to be raining, so we'll see. But either way, here are the matches for tomorrow. Sloane Stephens, which got suspended today, but that should be tomorrow. But the rest is Watson versus Krejcikova.
Yeah, temp seed, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be... crazy one. Lofhagen versus Rune. Looking forward.
Sixth seed, Rune.
I'm not going to lie, yeah, I didn't put the seed on my notes here. Apologies, guys. I'm pretty sure As you can see, I'm brand new to this.
Chill. No, I'm pretty sure Rune is a sixth seed, but yeah.
Up next, we have Cartel versus Keys.
Eastbourne champ.
Again, a big congrats to Madison Keys on winning the Eastbourne champion.
That's for the second time.
For the second time, yes, indeed. Great way to start the grass season. That was the only grass tournament that she played as well, which is pretty impressive. Tiafo versus Wu. Fokina versus Fizz. I'm looking forward to that match.
Arthur
Fizz. Mallorca champion, Eubanks. A big congrats to him as well. Versus Brazilian Montero. And last but not least, we have Ben Shelton versus Daniel
Schultz.
So, yeah.
It's a nice lineup, man.
Nice lineup. Yeah, nice lineup.
And yeah, I mean, I'm expecting some nice wins there.
Definitely. And maybe, which match are you looking forward to the most?
Good question. You know, I'm going to say Fokina Fizz. I think Fizz is going to. I think Fizz is going to beat him.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got a feeling. So I'm looking forward to that Fizz Fokina match.
Let's see what Fokina has been saying, actually.
Shelton too, as well. Obviously, this is his debut, and he's seeded. Unreal. But again, that's Taro Daniel. I think Daniel was a qualifier, so it's a good, it's a nice matchup.
Yeah, Fokina, like all of his matches, this grass tournament, he lost the first round, so he lost at Queens.
Yeah, he's not really a grass court guy.
He's more of a clay guy.
So yeah,
and he lost at Mallorca as well. So
what about you? What match stands out for you?
I agree, same Fokina and Fizz, to be honest.
And also, to be fair, Lofhagen too.
Yeah, true. That's
because like, no one really knows much about him. And like, again, he's got nothing to lose with that. Like,
very powerful player from what I saw when I watched him.
Yeah, I remember you Eastbourne. Saying, yeah.
Yeah, very, very powerful. But yeah. But yeah, guys, that's it. We want to keep it, you know.
Keep it short and sweet.
Keep it short and sweet.
Because, yeah, we're going to be doing this every day.
Every day. Every day. But obviously, the first 2 days are the longest.
Most
the
manic,
hardest,
yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, guys, just stay tuned on socials. We are always updating. Like, we've been Twitter and my phone is literally like
non-stop.
My phone is like, when I open the Twitter app, it's like slowing down now. Like, it's great. I don't know if it's notification or Elon Musk, but either way, you know, the numbers are going up, engagement going up. So shout out to everyone. Thank you guys for engaging.
Much appreciated.
That is literally why we're even here today. Facts. Like, we'd not been able to be doing this shit without y'all.
Doing this for you.
So yeah, we at Wimbledon, not just me and Eugene.
Facts.
All of us.
Indeed.
We here.
Indeed.
We here. But I hope you enjoyed the pod. Stay tuned on socials and we'll catch you guys tomorrow if there are any matches.
Don't say that, there'll be matches. But yeah, guys, cheers until next time.